Today is a day of celebration for my brother, his family, and for justice, because President Trump has been at the forefront with criminal justice reform, and there's so much more to go, as evidenced by my brother's commutation today.
That's Robert Blagojevich, the brother of Rod Blagojevich, who has just been commuted. The sentence of Rod Blagojevich has been commuted. He's expected to be released from federal prison in Colorado any minute now. Patrick Collins is one of the attorneys who put him behind bars. As a matter of fact, you were involved in sending two governors away, as I seem to recall, Mr. Collins.
That's one of the ways you get promoted in the U.S. Attorney's Office is you put a governor in jail. But I actually only was involved in the Ryan case. I was not involved in the Blago case, although the beginning of it had started right around the time I left the office.
So let me ask you this. One of the things that Robert Blagojevich said is that he tied this in with Robert Mueller and James Comey and Patrick Fitzgerald, for Patrick Fitzgerald's close with James Comey and the godfather of his child. And Mueller, and it's all part of this deep state. And that's the story that is being told. That's the story that certainly is going to make it into the, conservative bloodstream here, the conservative media bloodstream. What is your reaction to that?
It's ludicrous. James Comey was not the head of the FBI. This idea that he led the prosecution or directed it is crazy. I mean, the reason that Rod Blagojevich got prosecuted is the wiretaps, and we all remember the calls. It was Rod Blagojevich's voice that convicted him, and I think to make this about James Comey, Robert Mueller, or Pat Fitzgerald, I just think, is in search of an enemy. It's in search of a conspiracy where none exists. I don't think any Illinois citizen who heard those tapes thought that, James Comey put words in Rod Blagojevich's mouth, when he was extorting the children's hospital and the racetrack matter and talking about trading Barack Obama's Senate seat. I don't know how you can put that on the foot, on the doorstep of any of those gentlemen. Again, I don't traffic in these sorts of conspiracies. I when I worked at that office, it was, all about the facts, whether it was George Ryan or Rod Blagojevich. It wasn't about political persuasion, and I just don't think that's a fair criticism. Whether the sentence was too long, I mean, to me, that's a fair discussion to have. I for one, have said publicly I thought 14 years was too much. I'm a father, and to see what these girls have gone through, is difficult. And, if it was on a humanitarian basis, I think people could accept that. I don't think this is about humanitarian. It is about the deep state conspiracy. It's about evening a score. It's about him being on a revenge tour post impeachment. It's a continuation of the Roger Stone tweet. And I think if you're a former member of the Department of Justice, it's just so antithetical to what you were taught and how you did your job. And that's the unfortunate part of it. He has the authority. As a father, I thought the sentence was too long. But I think this other stuff, which he absolutely said on the tarmac and attributed his decision to this, I actually think that's what Patty got, going on Fox to push those buttons, I think absolutely got the president interested in this case. And so, from a sales position, she struck the right notes with this president at this time. But I think if you step back, and look at the facts of what the case was about and the wiretap, that was not a Jim Comey creation. It was a Rod Blagojevich talking about how he perceived government in Illinois.
Patrick, let me ask you this. We're talking to Patrick Collins, who was a lead prosecutor in the George Ryan case. And one of the things that is, Channel 9 is going to run this reel of tape tonight about what Rod Blagojevich said about George Ryan. George Ryan, of course, was a Republican. Rod Blagojevich was a Democrat. He was replacing George Ryan. And the take that Rod Blagojevich had in his pitch to the voters of Illinois was, I'm going to be the clean guy. And I think that's one of the reasons that he got banged with a 14-year sentence. It was because of that, because of how, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean. And obviously the tapes told a different story. Now looking back on all this as a former assistant U.S. attorney, and now an attorney in private practice. What would you do? How can we clean this up in the state of Illinois? Because we know that there's a real corruption tax.
Again, if I had the answer to that, I would, you know, I would be king of the world.
Are stiff sentences a good way to start or not?
Yeah. You know, again, we talk in the criminal justice system, we talk about general deterrence. And this idea, again, if you punish George Ryan or Rod Blagojevich, you will deter future misconduct. And, I mean, look at what's going on right now with the Sandoval, Burke, you know, the wiretaps, the way people are talking on tape still to this day. I think we can say, as an objective matter, deterrence, you know, has the 14-year sentence of Rod Blagojevich deterred any of the current conduct? I think it's hard to argue that it has. And again, did Rod Blagojevich deserve a greater sentence than George Ryan because he came after them and he also talked about he was going to do things differently? I think there's a pretty good argument for that, and I think the government made that argument, and Judge Sagel, the sentencing judge, bought into it. So anyway, if I could tell you how we can get honest people, I mean, part of it is just the lure of the money. I mean, you look at this situation going right now, it's all about public officials cashing in, putting money in their own pocket above and beyond their salary and their pension. And it's greed, bro. It's the old-fashioned greed. And it's not stopped post-Blagojevich. I think we can argue pretty powerfully that there hasn't been any deterrence. But does that make the sentence of Blagojevich too long? Does that make the reason? The only issue I have today with what the president did is his rationale. It's one thing to be a humanitarian. By the way, Rod Blagojevich isn't the only guy in prison with two daughters. Their prisons are full of them, particularly with folks on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale. So if he's going to do it to Rod, he's got to do it to all those folks. But what I don't like what he did today was to inject Comey into this, because Comey had nothing to do with the Rod Blagojevich prosecution, absolutely nothing.
Patrick Collins, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir, as always.
Sure.